You're tuned to 90.7 KRWG Las Cruces. It's my pleasure to welcome Genevieve Leitner into our studios for a short interview about a concert this weekend. Welcome, Genevieve.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
So you're a classical guitarist. Let's start with the story of how you got involved with this very versatile, very difficult instrument.
Well, my mother is a classical violinist. She plays with the San Juan Symphony in Durango, and she instilled in me at a very young age a great appreciation for classical music. I actually wanted to be a rock star when I was about 12 years old, and my mother told me, well, start with classical guitar, and you can do any style you want. Well, she was right, and what I didn't anticipate was that I would fall in love with the classical guitar and just the beauty and complexity of the instrument. So it was mostly the influence of my mother and how she really taught me to enjoy and love music.
So I want to get to the versatility of guitar in a little bit. But,
of course, yes.
But when did you start taking lessons?
When I was 12, almost 13. I did go to Hummingbird Music Camp when I was 11, and
knows?
I took a week of guitar there. And I didn't really start taking lessons until I was about 13.
And you grew up in Chimayo?
Chimayo, New Mexico, that's right.
All right, so you're back in more or less your old stomping grounds for a concert tomorrow night, Saturday night, at the Rio Grande Theater. So guitar, as you were just alluding to, I mean, you can play anything from Renaissance lute music all the way up to, you know, heavy metal and the most far, far out, crazy rock music.
Absolutely.
So you focused on classical guitar, but do you ever play other styles since you have this versatile instrument?
Of course, absolutely. Anything from folk to rock, and especially one of my great passions is Latin American music. I live in Chile, so I'm surrounded by Latin American music all the time. And I grew up listening to Los Panchos, salsa music, music from Argentina, Chile, Venezuela, all kinds of music. And the guitar is the central figure to that music. And so many of the great Latin American classical guitar virtuosos started out on folkloric Latin American guitar. And I'm going to be including some of that in my program tomorrow.
What brought you to Chile?
I married a Chilean guitarist.
Oh, so it's a guitar dynasty, building a guitar dynasty.
Yes. I fell in love with Carlos Perez, who is among the top players of his generation, one of the top players of the world today. And he and I will be playing in the New Mexico Classical Guitar Festival in Albuquerque. And that's June 19th through 22nd this year. And we'll both be playing separate concerts in that festival.
Is that something new, or is that always existed, Classical Guitar Festival?
The New Mexico Classical Guitar Festival has been around for a while, and they've had fantastic artists, including Scott Tennant, Roland Dienz, and they've really been gaining momentum in the past few years, and so we're very excited to be participating in that this year.
Wonderful. Let's talk a little bit about the range of composers and music that you play within the classical realm.
Uh-huh.
We always associate classical guitar with the great Spanish and Latin American
Francisco
composers.
Tárrega, of course.
And Latin American, Barrios and others. But then there's also a few others that I noticed you've got on your website and that fewer people know about, like Johann Caspar Merz. And, well, there's others. I mean, that people play Bach on guitar.
All the time, of course.
And Paganini wrote a lot for guitar. So tell us about the range of the classical music that you like to play.
Well, the classical guitar, of course, as you said, has its roots in Renaissance lute, and I do play Renaissance lute music, Dowland, Renaissance vihuela music, which was the Spanish guitar in the Renaissance era. For example, Alonso de Mudarra, also Luis de Narváez, and there's also Baroque music. We play Santiago de Murcia, Bach, of course, Silius Leopold Weiss. And then getting into the classical era, you have Carulli, Sor and Giuliani, a little bit later, Aguado. And there are lots of authors in the classical period that are lesser known, Regondi, Johann Caspar Merz among them. And, I mean, I could spout off names all day, but they all have their own unique style and contribution to the classical guitar. And it was Francisco Tárrega, along with his teacher Julián Arcas and other romantic composers that brought the guitar into the 20th century. And the 20th century is just full of fantastic composers as well. We could keep going, Rodrigo, Tedesco.
And now the 21st century.
Now the 21st century, yes, that's right.
Definitely continuing, yeah. Where did you study?
I went to the University of North Carolina School of the Arts, where I studied with Gerald Klickstein.
Do you have any particularly inspiring stories about your teacher?
I would have to say he was one of the greatest influences in my life. Very holistic teacher. He recently published a book called The Musician's Way, which is not just for guitarists, it's for all musicians. It's about being a healthy and productive musician and making a career in music. So anything from practice habits to your lifestyle to getting ready for concerts, ensemble. I think that, you know, that book, The Musician's Way, sums up his whole teaching style. So he was a very integral teacher.
Do you still go back and play for him?
He moved to Johns Hopkins University right now. Sorry, Peabody. So I do go back to North Carolina, Winston-Salem, where the school is, every summer. And I co-direct and teach at a day camp there that I started with a music teacher. His name is Peter Wilbur. And that's at the Arts-Based School of Winston-Salem, which is a charter arts school.
So I know teaching is an important part of your career. What do you learn from your students and from the process of teaching? Because there's some way in which we never know something till we have to teach it.
Oh, absolutely. I entirely agree. And that's one of the things that I just love about teaching is, you know, I love seeing the growth and the development and creativity being sparked in young children. But I also, it's probably the greatest teacher for me to be teaching others, because it reminds me of what I have to be doing. And I also learn things from them because they have a different view. They have a different perspective that helps me see things in a different way and realize, oh, maybe I should talk to myself a little bit about that. So it teaches both the student and the teacher.
Yeah. I one of the things that fascinates me about music, it's one of the last disciplines that where you have this one-on-one relationship with the teacher and the student. So it's not conducive to a whole system. Although there are systems out there that try and teach music, but it's so individually focused. So,
oh, definitely.
So you have to, the teacher and the student have to be constantly adapting to each other.
And, definitely. And part of that is because of the minutia of detail that you have to focus on with such fine motor skills in one person, in being able to execute such a complicated piece of art. And that's probably why it hasn't drawn away from the one-on-one teaching experience.
Yeah. Well, it's wonderful, because then there's that whole lineage.
Of course.
Right? If you studied with one teacher and they studied with somebody else, and
definitely,
you can follow it all the way back. I'm going to turn for a moment to our other guest here, Alan Kunzel, who's helped bring you to Southern New Mexico for this concert. Tell us a little bit about just how this all got organized. I should just say the details again. The concert is at the Rio Grande Theater Saturday evening at 7 o'clock, and there are also members of Alma D'Arte who will be performing from the flamenco ensemble and the guitar ensemble. So tell us a little bit.
Oh, okay.
How we got Genevieve Leitner
here. How did we
here?
Get Genevieve here? Genevieve and I met last year up at Hummingbird Music Camp, where I teach every year, and she played, and I got to know her, and I said, well, she's just a fantastic player and a great teacher. And I teach at Alma D'Arte Charter High School. I teach guitar and choir and piano, and I like to bring in outside artists to work with my students. And we worked on that, and we talked about a concert at the same time. And so that has been my whole focus for the past 2 weeks, is making sure everything comes together. Actually, more like four, I think. about 4 weeks of getting her here.
There's a lot of details that people don't realize it sometimes. How many details have to be taken care of to organize a concert? And so some of your students are performing tomorrow night, too.
Hopefully. I had two not show up today. A little bit sick, I think. So it's a small ensemble, the Guitar 2 Ensemble. We're just going to play a couple of pieces and warm the crowd up a little bit. And the girls are going to dance and do the Sevillanas for us. And just a warm-up thing with the kids. But the concert's really about Genevieve. Yeah.
Of course, there's such a relationship between dance and guitar music, too. They just go... I don't know.
Hand and foot. And foot, yes, that's right.
Especially in Spain. So that's part of it. I'd like to just, after this interview, play one of the clips that you've provided for us. So choose anyone and tell us a little bit about that piece.
Well, since we're talking about dance, I'm sure the joropo that I brought to show is a perfect example. The joropo is a kind of Venezuelan dance form, and it's one of those typical mixed-meter Latin American dances where you have 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. It's just, it's not 1 meter, it's both of them together, and the layers of the rhythm mix. And it's one of the prime examples of the three components of Latin American music and its roots in African, Spanish, and indigenous music. Mm. So that's by the composer José Luis Merlín, and it's from his Suite del Recuerdo, which was dedicated to los desaparecidos, those who disappeared in Argentina during the dictatorship. And this one is the final piece, and he says that it's a celebration of the resiliency and the joy and the life of Latin American people.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in today, Genevieve Leitner. We're going to listen to the music right after this interview is over. And Alan Kunzel, thank you for bringing Genevieve into the studios and also to Las Cruces. We hope we'll see you many times again. And thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
The concert is tomorrow night, Saturday night, 7 o'clock at the Rio Grande Theater. It's free and open to the public. Thanks so much again. Genevieve Leitner has been my guest today on KRWG 90.7 Las Cruces. KRXG Silver City.